That is Eric Johnson ripping on a Stratocaster for Cliffs of Dover. 96.9 The Eagle. That is a suggestion for John Gordon, our guest DJ for the day. Welcome, John.
Hey, thanks. That song just brings joy. It brings me back to college when I went to Sac State and used to have to write so many papers. And
right.
It was all about instrumental rock, whether it was Joe Satriani or Eric Johnson, Jeff Beck. And, you know, I don't think I would have got through college without having their music in my ears while writing these
edits. As we were talking, though, you actually gave me a call back in the early 90s when I was working on the radio and interviewed me for one of your papers talking about instrumental rock, right?
Yeah, so my advanced writing class that I had to do, it was on instrumental rock, and I called you to really try to get a sense of, will instrumental rock rise and sustain over time? And it was a very stressful time, and you were very gracious about, I think you were talking to me right in between breaks. So that
right.
was forever grateful for that. Thank you.
Yeah, no question. Now, three favorite bands. What would you say?
I would say probably Pink Floyd, Queen, and the Stones.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Tasty list for John Gordon.
Well, that was Twilight Zone by Golden Earring. And that brings me back to the day of MTV when it really rained, and they had some killer videos, and that was one of them. I remember the bullet going through the Jack of Diamonds, and you know, Friday night video fights on MTV, and the countdown. That was such a good time.
Rockin' song there. John Gordon, our guest DJ for the day. Tell us a bit about yourself. Day job?
Oh, I work for the California Department of Education, so I help school districts throughout Central Valley, the East Bay, Bay Area, Orange County, and San Diego County. Help them determine and identify future school sites. Also work with them on their construction plans when they're modernizing or even just building new schools, new classrooms.
That's great. Just evolving education. Yeah, important, vital part of our system here. Shout outs for employees. Co-workers.
There's so many people over there at the Department of Education. Mm-hmm. But if I don't mention Dana, if I don't mention the Big Bopper, if I don't mention Mr. Puddles, if I don't mention Andrew, if I don't mention, there's Juan, there's Corinne, there's just so many, there's Sassy, there's a lot of people there.
Love the nickname.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, John Gordon, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
Honky Tonk Women from Rolling Stones. It's great to dust that one off. You know, I've seen a lot of different concerts, probably over 100 in my lifetime. I had a chance to see the Stones twice in Oakland. It was really fascinating. One of the other bands I really got to see was Pink Floyd.
Ooh.
So I got to see Pink Floyd, and I also got to see Roger Waters. So Comfortably Numb, it was really interesting to watch how that song, what the take was, with Pink Floyd versus Roger Waters, where Pink Floyd had this structure and had these this silver structure with these lights kind of spinning around. It just mesmerized you, and you kind of got sucked into the song, where Roger Waters had a really large video screen, and you just kind of watched this very subdued young man that was obviously Comfortably Numb.
Radio Fantasy.
96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp,
where you host the show.
Domino, Van Morrison. You know, I got to really thank my brother, Jerry, for introducing me to really rock music, and being, I think it was 6 or 7 years old and playing my parents' old 45s. And and that was a... That was one we used to try to dance to back in the day.
John Gordon, our guest DJ for the day. So, hobbies, what do you like to do in your spare time?
You know, these days I like to do a lot of hiking. I think a lifetime ago, it's been about 20 years, used to do some running, used to train and do marathons.
And you did the California International Marathon too?
I've done CIM actually a number of times, mm-hmm. and I've done some trail runs actually up to 50-mile runs, and I think from that experience, I've grown to really love just being out in nature and doing actually more hiking these days.
And so what would be like one of your favorite hikes then these days?
I tell you, that going from Stinson Beach to Muir Woods and back, it's just phenomenal, because you start off on the beach, you know, in the water, in the ocean, and you run in, you know, walk into Muir Woods with all these redwoods. It's just a nice contrast and a nice, fresh, open air. It's wonderful.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy.
Let It Be by the Beatles. You know, I had a friend on Facebook posted back in August, if you can get credit for writing any song, what would it be? And that was my selection. Charlie, you got a pick?
That's a tough one. Time from Pink Floyd. I just love the lyrics in that one and the musicality of it, too. But, yeah, Let It Be certainly right up there as well. John Gordon, our guest DJ for the day. And you've got an unusual relationship with the band Journey, right?
I grew up really loving Journey. I remember the song Lights. And and then when you get into junior high school, songs like Open Arms came out. And that song specifically brings me back to eighth grade at Wilsey Wood in Vacaville, in the gym, at the school dance, sitting on the sidelines while the song's being played, trying to get the courage to ask a girl to dance, looking like a wallflower. And by the time you think you got, you know, the guts, the song's over. So I can't stand Open Arms. But, you know, I think as I gotten older, I've grown to love a lot of Journey songs. I think, you know, my favorite one has to be Stone in Love, because it's moving on all parts, and that bass line is just grooving. Queen, I remember having that 45, and the cover of it had a fat bottom girl, because that was the B-side of the song, on a bicycle. They were always really colorful. Actually, that song goes out to my nephew, Pablo, who's getting into, at a 14, age 14, rediscovering rock music. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of folks are, especially out of the success of Bohemian Rhapsody this past year, Queen, resurgence, for sure. John Gordon, our guest DJ for the day, and you've got a race coming up in just a couple of weeks here. Tell us about that.
Well, I had my buddy John Lenti on Facebook that had this post of, look, I'm looking for someone who has a sense of adventure and a passport. I'm doing this 10-day race down to Baja. Who's in? And it just so happened that I got in.
So you guys are going to be in a vehicle driving from like the length of Baja down to Cabo, or just there's a route that you take, or what?
Well, we're Team Habanero. So okay. he wrapped his Chevy Tahoe in orange, and we started L.A., and I guess we go down to Cabo and come back, and we're given different coordinates, different places to find, which have different point values. It's more of a rally race than, say, a speed race.
And then maybe a couple of shots of tequila along the way.
Yes, sir.
Might happen.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Lonely as a Night by Billy Squire. So if you had an album back in the day, that would be Side 2, Song 1. That was one of my favorite albums, I think, of all time. From front to back, there's just a handful of albums that I remember that I just really like. In Excess Kick, Dark Side of the Moon, Led Zeppelin 4, Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits. Do you have any, Charlie?
Well, certainly Dark Side would rank right up there, too, with me. This is John Gordon, our guest DJ for the morning. So definitely a Zeppelin fan. And you didn't see Zeppelin in concert, but you saw Page Plant?
Yeah, you know, I used to work at Bass Tickets. And the joy of working at Bass Tickets at the time was that you can kind of see where different tickets were available. This was before technology, in which you could, you know, use your cell phone. And I was able to see him in Oakland, and I remember taking my buddy Troy, and just the energy in the room. People just so anticipate of seeing Page and Plant, Led Zeppelin, and when Ramble On, when that started, this swell of energy, and when he just wailed Ramble On, it just felt like the roof was just going to blow up. Tesla, Love Song. I wish that I was back there when they filmed that video. Were you there?
Yeah,
it was at Calexpo, right?
That was like 89 or 90, right at that time. I think it was 89 at Calexpo on this scorchingly, ridiculously hot day in the summer. Yeah, putting together the video. They must have played the song 7 or 8 times.
One of my favorite.
Absolutely. This is John Gordon, our guest DJ for the day. And by the way, happy birthday, John. I understand you're hitting a milestone for this birthday.
I am. Turning 50. Am 50. It feels good.
Yeah, half century on this planet. You wanted to shout out to the kids, too. You had Springsteen before that. We were talking about the Springsteen on Broadway show.
Oh, that was a great show. And, you know, I have two wonderful kids, 23 and 20-year-old Jordan Kira, and obviously I have my lovely wife, Yvonne, who's always been very supportive of my music choices. And, you know, going back to Springsteen on Broadway, it was, you know, he had an interesting perspective on Netflix. He talked about parenting, and at one point he mentioned, you know, we're either ghosts or ancestors in our children's lives. We either lay our mistakes or burdens upon them, and we haunt them, or we assist them in laying down those old burdens and free them from the chains of our flawed behaviors. And as ancestors, we walk along beside them and assist them in finding their own way in some transcendence. And I guess I have a different take on parenting. I think at the age of where my kids are at, it's kind of like watching a scary movie.
Why is that?
Well, it's, you kind of hear the stories that they tell, and it's kind of like when you're watching a scary movie and you see someone, they're going to open the door, and you yell at the TV, "Don't open the door! Don't open! Don't!" And they kind of do it, and it just reminds you of maybe your own stories, you know, growing up, and you know, it's going back to Springsteen. You know, it's, they have to learn on their own and get to where they're at, and the best that you could do as a parent is just be supportive.
The listener hosted Radio Fan.
Very special, Caught Up in You. You know, that song just brings me back to those moments when you're young and you're falling in love and just feeling full life.
Yeah, it's like you're just preoccupied with somebody and can't get them off your mind. John Gordon, our guest DJ for the day. Been a lot of fun, man.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the opportunity to kind of share different songs that I grown up with and really loved listening to.
Being like the soundtrack of your life. And if you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. One more for you, John. Pretenders.
Yeah. You know what? I think in the 50 years I've been alive, I think one of the most powerful feelings that we experience as humans is that moment of falling in love, and the energy that comes from that, the rush of emotions, the excitement, the newness. And it's really odd that the Pretenders of all bands, you know, captured it so well.